Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Rock, one day, will walk down that aisle as a jabroni-beating, pie-eating, trailblazing, eyebrow-raising, one vision in mind, don't need no revamping, The Rock's gonna be WWE Champion.
15,000 plus engaged in Punk Rock.
Oh, my big fight feel is right. It doesn't get any bigger than this.
It's January 27th, 2013. We're in the US Airways Center in Phoenix, Arizona for the Royal Rumble. And a promise made 1 year ago is about to come true.
Right now, Spinebuster the Punk. Oh my gosh, this is vintage rock. Here it comes. Another people double. Yes!
What do you got to do to beat this guy?
Cover!
Cultaholic Wrestling presents Bring It Back, the story of The Rock's last WWE title run. After headlining WrestleMania 28 against John Cena in 2012, The Rock was reminded of how the air felt on top of the mountain. It was a refined oxygen that he had breathed many times before.
Ladies and gentlemen, the McMahon to present your new World Wrestling Federation champion, the corporate champion, I give you The Rock!
The People's Elbow! The Rock's got the People's Elbow! One, two, three!
Finally, one day after No Way Out, the time has come that The Rock stands right in the middle of the People's Ring. Exactly the way he said he would, WWF champion.
No way, no, rock bottom. Yes, you found it.
Oh yeah, The Rock told him that he was gonna come to Raw live Monday night, stand smack dab in the middle of the people's ring, the undisputed champion.
The Rock's last time with WWE's richest prize ended at the hands of Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam 2002. From there, his focus went from the squared circle to the silver screen, something he had been working towards for quite some time now, like the time he played his dad on That 70s Show.
Mr. Johnson, you gave that team of midgets an ass-whooping, sir.
Well, you pile drive a little guy, and the whole crowd turns on you.
The time he played a wrestler on Star Trek Voyager.
He's a Pandora. They're known for their superior strength.
And their bad temper.
I hear they have a tendency to throw their opponents into the stands.
Be ready to duck.
And the time he did Saturday Night Live.
Now, although the WWF is still my first love, it turns out that I'm also pretty good and a natural at comedy. People also tell me I look like a sexy Rob Schneider. The ladies have been calling me Deuce Very Bigelow.
As SummerSlam 2002 came to a close, The Rock knew that once he walked back through that curtain, he'd be betting on himself in Hollywood.
Sorceress, I'm an Acadian hired to kill you. I find myself in a position where you're more used to me alive. Don't make me change my mind.
The Scorpion King.
Dwayne Johnson's transition from a beloved pro wrestler to Hollywood megastar isn't quite smooth sailing. In his first few forays as full-time thespian, he is described by critics as a competent action hero at best. Despite this, the right people are pulling for him, and it leads to a memorable passing of the torch moment between The Rock and Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie
The Rundown.
It's a blink and you'll miss it moment in which Arnie, the iconic action movie star, passes The Rock entering a nightclub and says, "And fun is indeed had." A seal of approval from one of the biggest stars in the action movie genre.
Oh, what's he doing? What is he doing?
He's stopping you!
What's he doing?
He's stopping you!
Oh, what's he doing?
Established dominance!
Established dominance!
Dwayne Johnson is off to a grand start. And you know what? With all of this talk about The Rock entering Hollywood, now would be a great time to call him back to his real home, WWE. Bring some of that mainstream Tinseltown stardust with him. However, it wasn't as simple as just booking him for an episode of Raw anymore.
Whoa, 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 Mick Foley! Mick Foley, you talk about the emotion. You gotta let the emotion go. Let it go. Because Mick Foley, The Rock, hasn't said this in a long time, but finally, The Rock has come back to New York City! I'm talking about Mick Foley, and The Rock says this: "It's our night. It's our night. Let's go out there and electrify as only you and The Rock can. Let's go out there, slap the lips off those Evolution sons of bitches, whoop their candy asses. If you smell what The Rock and Sock is cooking."
That was WrestleMania 20, The Rock and Mick Foley versus Ric Flair, Randy Orton, and Batista. A Madison Square Garden moment in time. These things happen, but following WrestleMania 20, an administrative error occurs. I know, to err is human, they say. However, it's only in hindsight that the true size of this administrative blunder is apparent. After WrestleMania 20, unbeknownst to Bruce Pritchard and the talent management team at the time, the WWE contract of Dwayne The Rock Johnson expires. Vince McMahon, who wanted to lock Johnson into an exclusivity deal years ago, must have hit the roof when this came to light. Chances are that Dwayne had a few missed calls from Stamford in the years that followed, as his star continued to climb in Hollywood.
Now is the time to prove to yourselves
you are somebody.
Gridiron Gang. That's why we're here, because we care.
Because the show ain't the money.
This is an epic Los Angeles crime saga.
And you're researching your role?
Yes, it takes place in the near future.
Scientists are saying the future is going to be far more futuristic than they originally predicted.
Is this your stapler?
Yeah. You want me to show you how to use it?
No. Oh! Now, why don't you unjam that?
23.
Yes.
Can I have a moment, please?
No, Chief, he didn't unjam the copier. Now, we have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
I'll tell you what we're not. We're not people who jam staples into other people's heads. That's CIA crap.
As The Rock cooks in LA, he faces a setback in his personal life. In June of 2007, Dwayne Johnson and his wife Dani Garcia announced their separation to People magazine. It's amicable. In fact, Dani stays in Dwayne's life as his strategic advisor, a vital part of Dwayne's continuing success. It's also in 2007 that The Rock makes a surprise appearance for the first time in 5 years on WWE TV.
Battle of the Billionaires. Trump versus McMahon.
Hair versus hair. Who's gonna win?
Well, finally, there's someone who knows the truth. Because finally, yes, that's right. The great one. The people's champ back on Monday Night Raw. You ask the question, who is going to get their head shaved at WrestleMania? Well, the answer is simple. Vince McMahon. You see, no offense, Vince. We've been through a lot together. A whole hell of a lot together. But there is no way that you and Umaga are going to beat Donald Trump and Bobby Lashley. Do you even know what Umaga means in Samoan? Umaga in Samoan means shriveled up monkey penis. No, I'm not joking. It's funny and it sounds very, very funny. I know. No, it's not a joke. That shriveled up monkey penis is completely scientifically accurate, which is why you will get your head shaved bald at WrestleMania, Vince. That is a guarantee. Courtesy of the jabroni beating, halal, pie eating, death defying, electrifying, can star in a movie, catch a pass, still have the ability to lay it to smack it down on your candy ass! This amount with the Rock in.
That's the only time we're going to see The Rock on WWE telly in 2007. A pre-recorded video from home putting over Bobby Lashley and Donald Trump, of all people, in the WrestleMania Battle of the Billionaires. Dwayne Johnson's focus was the movie world, for all intents and purposes, something that a WWE flag bearer at the time took umbrage with.
The champ is here!
2008, and WWE's top star is John Cena. He's fought through the ranks and the divisions to get to the top of the sport, from looking at the lights in Ohio Valley Wrestling to navigating the waters without a gimmick for a paddle to finding his voice as rap-spitting street thug to becoming WWE's biggest merchandise pusher since Steve Austin and now being called the New Rock by newsletters and wrestling message boards alike. The audience at events, however, seems somewhat divided. Cena takes pride in being himself, regardless of how the fans ebb and flow. During an interview with The Sun in this particular year, he very much speaks from the heart when asked his opinions on the man he is often compared to, The Rock.
This is my take on The Rock, and he's a genuinely nice guy. I've met him. He's a fantastic human being. What I kind of get peeved about is, and this, I guess this is my flaw. This is my Achilles heel, because I hear it every day with young talent, with mid-card talent, with people aspiring to make it in this business. I hear I've wanted to do this my whole life. Rock falls into that category. He at one point loved wrestling and wanted to do this all of his life. Then explain to me why he can't come back for a 15th anniversary show, or why he can't make an appearance at WrestleMania. Simply put, it's because he wants to be an actor, and that there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. He's a very good actor. He's very successful. He's done very well for himself, and associating with sports entertainment doesn't do much for his acting career. It only helps out the sports entertainment audience. So I get why he doesn't come back. Don't tell me that you love this when you're just doing this to do something else.
To the anti-Cena brigade, this is strong ammunition. Who does this jumped-up wannabe think he is, slandering the name of one of the pillars of modern-day WWE? He couldn't lace The Rock's boots, let alone wear them as the leader of the generation. Word spreads of some genuine resentment brewing between Rocky and John. An opportunity for a rebuttal presents itself at the 2008 Hall of Fame, where The Rock is invited to induct his father, Rocky Johnson.
The Hall of Fame is one of the most special nights of the year for the WWE. Second only to going overseas and entertaining our great troops over in Iraq. Unfortunately, though, there was some trouble this year. You know, there was big controversy with the WWE and illegal torture. I don't know if you heard about it. Not too many people heard about it. But apparently, they would find Iraqi insurgents, they'd sit them down, they'd tie them up, and they'd make them watch copies of the DVD, The Marine.
Highway Patrol, this is John Triton. You have officers down, multiple assailants. They have a hostage. It's my wife,
John Cena.
What happened?
A Marine showed up, that's what.
Hey, listen, I'm only kidding. And by the way, I made Doom, okay? By the way, take it from me, on a personal note, you haven't made it until you have an arena full of people chanting, "You sucks." I know that from personal experience.
It's a moment in time that decades later would become one of the most used GIFs on Twitter. That ooh face that John Cena pulls to the camera, that's from this moment. It seems that the heat between the two has either died down or is non-existent. Let's put a pin in that for now, though, shall we? And let's head back to Hollywood.
World-class athlete Joe Kingman had it all. Adoring fans, cool cars, and the kind of life anyone would envy. Until the day fate came to his door.
I never had a kid.
My birth certificate. Your name is on it.
My name's not on this. Joseph Kingman.
You can't handle the tooth.
Who are you?
I'm the tooth fairy. Oh, yeah.
All right, listen up. The men we're after are professional runners. They like speed and guaranteed to go down the hardest possible way. So make sure you got your Thunderwear on. We find them, we take them as a team, and we bring them back. And above all else, we don't ever, ever let them get in the cars. Crime scene is 10 hours old and counting, men. Let's go hunting.
The final movie in our montage there, Fast Five in 2011, becomes Dwayne Johnson's first box office success. It's in his role as security agent Luke Hobbs that Dwayne earns the unusual honor of a franchise rebooter, with many believing that his particular piece here, and in the subsequent spin-off Hobbs and Shaw, was what brought the Fast and the Furious movies back to prominence.
Took me a while to find that tracking chip,
but not as long as to flip the receiver. You're going down, so let up.
There is no denying that pro wrestling, sports entertainment, is in The Rock's bones. There's not enough action scenes, car chases, and explosions that can fill that very hole. However, the shooting schedule has taken over his diary. Vince McMahon will reach out in the years that followed Rocky Johnson's Hall of Fame induction, but the parties can simply never find time to book a live eyebrow-raising SmackDown laying. It's in February of 2008 that we find The Rock logging onto Facebook to type an impassioned but heartbreaking post. I left WWE because I had succeeded in accomplishing every goal I set to achieve. I've never done this before, but I will now because I feel it's important you know. I achieved these goals in the WWE at 30 years old and decided to humbly and quietly step away and retire to set my sights on another dream, Hollywood. The Rock seemingly announcing his retirement, not with a live microphone in his hand, nor in the center of a wrestling ring, but with a post on Facebook. Many left fond wishes to one of the best of all time. There was anger, smatterings of sellout from crestfallen fans. However, many saw this as something more. You see, this was posted mere days before a huge announcement was set to be made about WrestleMania 27, the forthcoming pay-per-view spectacular that would feature an unnamed major star as its host. The moment that Rocky clicked send on that social media post, he became, to many journalists and wrestling fans, the top candidate to MC Mania. A short while later, they're proved right.
Simply put, ladies and gentlemen, The Rock is back!
The journey to WrestleMania 27 from here sees the rekindling of an old fire. Whilst The Miz is enjoying his first reign as WWE Champion, his ticket punched into the main event to defend against top contender John Cena, all eyes are on the animosity, not between champion and challenger, but challenger and host.
You can't see me.
Oh, believe me, we all can see you. How the hell you think we can miss? You come out here with your bright-ass purple shirt, and before that, your bright green shirt, and before that, your bright orange shirt, you run around here looking like a big fat bowl of fruity pebbles.
I wasn't talking trash, Rock.
I was talking truth. You left us hanging high and dry to play a fairy with a tooth? You're the WrestleMania host, Rock. That's your role. Know it. You tell these people that you love them. I'm here every week to show it.
John Cena, I said exactly how I feel about you. And what do you do in response? You rap to me? Well, of course you did. Because that's how the guy in the purple shirt responds with his dog tag chains and his jean shorts. Yeah, yeah. You're gonna pay for running your mouth.
A couple weeks ago, I actually said something about The Rock. And shut the front door, did he get mad? And he was very angry with the fact that I addressed him in rap. Tonight, I will address The Rock in hip hop. Rock showed the whole world that his ass is soft. He talked trash from his living room and wouldn't take his glasses off. What, he couldn't afford a plane ticket? Or rent a helicopter? No, see, Rock chose to stay home and read off a teleprompter. You can see the words in his glasses. Rewind it back, I caught him.
John Cena, you got a lot of nerve coming to The Rock's house.
You can't see me. You can't see me. Yo, my name is John Cena. I'm putting on the hurt. I'm a big, tough guy with a bright purple shirt. Hustle, royalty, respect, and Fruity Pebbles. Yes!
You take these with your no-talented behind, and you go enjoy the Fruity Pebble.
Yes. Can I eat them now?
You can eat them right now, you untalented little Fruit Loop. Enjoy them.
John Cena gets in the ring. And he says, you can't see me. And The Rock says, oh yeah? You wanna see something in the eyes? Well, how about you see this? The Rock's fist to his lips and his boot right to his ass.
Who in the hell are you to say I can or can't wear a certain color, talk a certain way, listen to a certain kind of music, chastise the way I live my life, or God forbid, the age of the people that watch this product that I love? If that's what it takes to be on team, bring it, Rock. You can keep your application, I don't want it. You see, every single week I walk down this ramp as myself. And there are some people that like it, and as you heard tonight, there are some people who don't. You know what I don't do? I don't try to change their mind because I am in no position to judge anyone. When this is all said and done, oh, I'm gonna be judged, but I got news for you, great one. I ain't gonna be judged by you.
Will Miz take advantage? Can Miz take advantage? And Miz pins Cena thanks to a drop bottom.
No winner in this match.
And still,
WWE Champion, The Miz.
The night after WrestleMania, the stage is set for arguably what the main event of the night before should have been.
WrestleMania 28, the main event. John Cena, the People's Champion. The People's WrestleMania. If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
We're going to spin on a bit. We'll be here all day otherwise. It's April 1st, 2012. We're in the Sun Life Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida for WrestleMania 28. It's been over 3 hours since WWE's biggest show of the year got underway, and we are deep into the main event. Once in a lifetime, as it's billed, a showdown of two generations between John Cena and The Rock. Over 78,000 fans are on their feet, chanting Cena and Rocky back and forth as The Rock climbs uncharacteristically to the top rope.
You don't see Rock go up there very often.
The Brahma Bull perched on the top rope. Cross body! Cena rolls through! Cena parried! Parried! He's got The Rock up! John Cena with an unbelievable show of strength!
I can't believe it!
The AA! He got him! Cena got him! Cena got him! Now The Rock kicked out again!
Cena knows it's not true! He's begging the referee!
Cena, exhausted, shrugs and kicks The Rock's arms together. He bounces off the ropes, looking to mockingly land The Rock's signature people's elbow.
Oh, boy. What? Oh, John. This is great.
This is awesome. John Cena.
It is electrifying. It is
great.
Many say there were conversations heading into this match that The Rock should lose to John Cena, and then they all move on from there. However, the fact that it was held so close to where The Rock was born and raised, it was a concern to put John Cena over with the potential hostility of the local crowd. So the decision was made to have John Cena take 3 seconds on the mat for The Rock and build to maybe something bigger down the line. One night later, on a live episode of Monday Night Raw, The Rock walks to the ring. In front of his Miami hometown, he speaks about what happened last night and what is still to come.
Last night at WrestleMania, John Cena brought it to The Rock like never before. Win or lose, at the end of the day, the most important thing is what we did last night, which is we made history at WrestleMania and we did it for the fans. This is just the beginning, you see, because The Rock one day will walk down that aisle as a jabroni beating, pie eating, trailblazing, eyebrow raising, one vision in mind, don't need no revamping. The Rock's gonna be WWE Champion. If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
What an electric crowd, over 13,000 in Miami on their feet for The Rock.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Rock has bet on himself, and he cracks Hollywood. Guest cameos and late-night interview appearances all endear the third-generation wrestler to the world outside of the wrestling. He is truly becoming a force bigger than the industry he came from. To that end, Dwayne Johnson, alongside his now ex-wife, Danny Garcia, sets up 7 Bucks Productions. Oh, you want to know where the name came from for 7 Bucks Productions?
So before a big movie comes out, before, back in the days when I was wrestling with WWE, a WrestleMania match, anything big that would happen, I would always take a moment and I'd just remind myself, all right, I was evicted when I was 14. We were kicked off the island, we couldn't live in Hawaii, had no place to live, had no money. So I remember that. When I got cut from Canada, I had 7 bucks in my pocket. And I always tell that story. So now my production company is $7, advertising agency is $7, everything is $7. So I always remember that. What helps me is to keep the hard times in the front of my mind, because it allows me to go into these big moments that I've worked my ass off, and you guys have worked your ass off. It allows me to go into these big moments with a different perspective.
That's where it came from. There you go. It's going to be a while till we see a movie from the pocket of $7. But Rocky continues lining his own in Tinseltown with a starring role in Journey 2 and G.I. Joe Retaliation.
I see giant bees and I could have told you, don't trust Alexander. He's older than Yoda. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You went wrong. I wasn't gonna bury any more Joes.
Something else is going on here.
Get out of there now.
Idol's a little rough and neutral.
I ain't gonna be in neutral.
The Rock doesn't commit to many big movie roles in 2012. You see, he's already agreed to a starring role in WWE.
If you smile! Finally, The Rock has come back to St. Louis! Oh!
CM Punk enters the chat at this point. The reigning WWE champion is nothing like The Rock. He has scratched and clawed his way through the ranks of independent wrestling. His passion is professional wrestling, not sports entertainment.
Now, notice, I didn't say sports entertainer. I said professional wrestler.
His chances of success when he joined WWE, many saw, were very limited. Despite the overwhelming odds and some critical reception backstage, CM Punk has risen through the ranks and become WWE's number one.
You're as good as kissing Vince's ass as Hulk Hogan was. I don't know if you're as good as Dwayne, though. He's a pretty good ass kisser. Always was and still is. Oops, I'm breaking the fourth wall.
In doing so, CM Punk changes the culture of the company, bringing about the reality era, a period in WWE history where the lines between what is real and what is fantasy are blurrier than ever.
See, this is power. This voice, this is power. In anybody else's hands, this is a microphone. In my hands, it's a pipe bomb, as I showed 2 weeks ago.
Many say that the very nature of John Cena and The Rock's first go-around, the very real antagonisms on display, were because Phil Brooks had changed the very nature of the wrestling promo. So it's only fitting that the protagonist of our story should now come face-to-face with the industry trailblazer. The Rock declares as challenger for the WWE Championship at the Royal Rumble, the title now held by CM Punk, the man who just kneed him in the head and knocked him out cold on the 1000th episode of Raw. We won't see The Rock on WWE TV for some time after this attack. In the next few months, he makes two phone calls, one to his agent asking about the year-long delay to the release of G.I. Joe Retaliation, and another to a WWE superstar to set up a few weeks of wrestling training. Following his successful in-ring return, there really is only one man for the job.
And starting this moment from now, from this moment on, this will be the moment, starting now, of the genesis of McGillicuddy.
Great. Can we hear from the winner now, please?
Michael McGillicuddy, Curtis Axel, Joe Hennig, whatever you want to call him. He's the guy on the other end of the phone. This isn't the first time these two third-generation stars have arranged a meetup. It was former head of talent relations, John Laurinaitis, who originally introduced Dwayne and Joe back in 2011 for The Rock's first match back. In front of the camera, Curtis Axel's WWE reputation may not be as strong as others based on the creative handed. Behind the scenes, however, he's very well regarded, a safe pair of hands that can bring out the best in his opponents. Plus, both Rock and Joe have family roots deeply entrenched in wrestling's terra firma. Dwayne now has a WWE-sized ring in his back garden in Florida, and he invites Joe Hennig for a working vacation. There's lengthy discussions about their fathers and grandfathers crossing paths in between intense drills to shake the Rock's ring rust. It was a learning curve for Hennig too, with Rock teaching crowd control and pacing techniques in between bouncing off the ropes. Rock shared insight into his training with Hennig on social media from time to time, which sees the hashtag Joe Knows trending on more than one occasion.
Tonight, Rock begins to rumble.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
The Rock makes an electrifying return to evaluate his potential Royal Rumble opponent.
At the Royal Rumble, whoever the WWE champion is will defend their title one-on-one with the Great One.
I'll fill in the blanks for you, Rocky. That WWE champion, you're looking at him.
It's the night before Raw, and CM Punk is in the hotel down the road from the arena. He's knocking on the door of one of the biggest suites in the complex, the one registered for the night to Dwayne Johnson. It's here that Punk and Rock have agreed to meet to go over their stage-setting segment the following evening on Raw. An assistant of The Rock's lets CM Punk into the room, and as Punk enters, he sees Dwayne Johnson, WWE writer Brian Gewirtz, and a couple of other people working on the show. After the formalities, Punk is handed a piece of paper, casually informed that this is his promo for Monday Night Raw, and they should start going over it. Punk immediately balks at this. Remember how we said earlier that The Rock and CM Punk are very different people? Well, The Rock leaned into the WWE way of doing things, prepping every beat of an in-ring promo, etc. However, CM Punk always pushed against it. CM Punk is caught off guard as he suddenly finds himself essentially table reading for their segment the following night. This is something you do for a Hollywood blockbuster, CM Punk thought. Not an emotionally charged wrestling promo. Punk tries to get into the groove, but eventually he speaks up. He tells the assembled team that scripting out a wrestling interview segment this way just isn't how he does business. The Rock replies, telling him that this is the way that he does things. Punk pokes holes in the pre-planned off-the-cuff remarks, saying that he doesn't let people he's never met write words for him in a wrestling environment. It's uncomfortable at first when these things start being said, but The Rock is receptive and respects how their two methods of execution are very much oil and water. CM Punk says that from here, he and The Rock will end up talking through the promo together, establishing key changes and shifts in tone, whilst the others in the room, including Brian Gewirtz, stood around and kept to themselves. Less than 24 hours later, this clash of styles is brought to life in one of wrestling's most memorable in-ring microphone moments.
You want a change. You wanted a revolution. You say that when you became WWE champion, you rejected the people. No. The people rejected you. You talked about change. You couldn't do it. You talked about revolution. You couldn't do it. You came out and you promised everybody ice cream bars.
ice cream bars for everybody, and you couldn't even do that. You couldn't provide ice cream if the Dairy Queen, Carvel, and Cookie Puss drove an ice cream truck straight up your ass. But you see, Punk, it's not just that The Rock is back. No, it's why The Rock is back. Here's why The Rock is back, for three reasons. The Rock is back to entertain them. The Rock is back to stop you. And after 10 long years, The Rock is back to win that. CM Punk, you have one of the most creative and innovative minds in the history of the WWE. The Rock knows it. You fail to use it. You became WWE champion, and you also became the biggest jerk the world has ever seen.
Unlike a lot of people, I'm glad you're back. I don't care what your schedule is. I don't care if you work here 16 days a year, 365 days a year. You could be Santa Claus and have his schedule. You could one day a year. I'll still kick your ass. I don't care how many movies you film every year. I know how hard that schedule probably is, but every time you come back, whenever you decide to grace us with your presence, I'm gonna kick your ass. Because this isn't Candyland. I'm like nobody you've ever faced before. You can make fun of the color of my t-shirt, and you can talk about pie, and you can sing songs, and you can rhyme, and you can do your tired, lame-ass shtick. I just want you to know that come Royal Rumble, and you have about 3 weeks to realize this, I'm gonna kick your ass, because I'm the best in the world. I'm the best thing going today. I'm the best guy you've ever stepped foot in the ring with. You need to understand that your little jabs and your insults, it's all kitty games. You can't leave a mark on the champ's face. Come Royal Rumble, understand, when you step in the ring, your arms are just too short to box with God.
You may think that The Rock is boxing with God, but The Rock knows for a fact you are going one-on-one with the Great One. Don't you think for one single solitary second that The Rock doesn't know how bad you are, how dangerous you are, how tough you are? The Rock knows that. 414 days, The Rock knows. The last time we were in the middle of this ring, you hit The Rock with a GTS and you knocked him out cold, cold as a block of ice. The Rock didn't forget it. You hurt The Rock, you embarrassed The Rock. He said it before, he'll say it again. In 20 days, time's up. This is what The Rock wants you to do from now until then. The Rock wants you to go home and think about the next 20 days. As a matter of fact, The Rock wants you to go home and look in the mirror. As a matter of fact, The Rock wants you to go home, look in the mirror, and strip naked. That's what The Rock wants you to do. Go ahead and look at yourself. Don't concentrate on your cookie puss. Turn around and look at your backside. Turn around, look at your backside, and let's try and find a small space on this body that's not covered in ugly tattoos, because The Rock wants you to get two more tattoos, some more tattoos. Here's the thing. Go ahead, on your left butt cheek, The Rock wants you to get a tattoo of a big fat M&M. And then add a Snickers, a Milky Way, a Mounds. You can't have an Almond Joy, because unlike you, Almond Joys actually have nuts. And then on your right butt cheek, this is what The Rock wants you to do. The Rock wants you to get the tattoo of The Rock's size 15 shoe. So you will have a lifetime reminder of how badly The Rock is gonna kick your candy ass at Royal Rumble.
Oh yeah, rock bottom! Rock bottom! Amen! Oh, rock bottom!
CM Punk's angst towards The Rock is, like all of his work, infused with real-life animosity. Phil Brooks, despite being WWE champion, has been continuously at loggerheads with WWE management over his record-setting title reign. He suffered an injury that forced him to take several weeks off just before this, and was pushed to come back early in order to tie up his then-ongoing rivalry with Ryback. A TLC match, an attraction described by CM Punk as horribly dangerous, was announced, with Punk defending the title against Ryback, a wrestler described by CM Punk as horribly dangerous. Still recovering from surgery, Punk was told the match had to happen ASAP so he could move on to his next opponent, The Rock, at the Royal Rumble. CM Punk, who has carried the WWE title through a full year at this point, believes that he has earned a WrestleMania main event, and the idea is floated to higher-ups of making WrestleMania 29's top match a triple threat, himself as the extra ingredient to The Rock showdown with John Cena. This brings us to January 27th, 2013, the US Airways Center in Phoenix, Arizona. It is hours before the doors open, and the WWE Universe fills the venue for the Royal Rumble. There's something different about today's pre-crowd setup. A large black curtain surrounds the ring. Familiar voices can be heard from within, but they're hidden from sight. Inside is The Rock and CM Punk. They are clandestinely competing as we speak. They want to make sure their match goes without a hitch and are rehearsing the series of events that will lead to the finish. Yet they don't want any probing eyes or keen camera operators to capture what they're cooking. So the decision is made to conceal the ring from all but trusted. Reporters and journalists alike would have to wait until that very night to get some key questions answered. Did CM Punk manage to change Vince McMahon's mind on WrestleMania plans? Or is The Rock about to climb back to the mountaintop at the expense of one of WWE's longest reigning champions of the modern era?
No, you want to ask The Rock about adversity, what he's been through. The Rock has been through it all, adversity all his life. Years at University of Miami, one goal, the National Football League. But what happens on draft day? Nothing, nada. The Rock doesn't get drafted. I get kicked in the ass and sent home and said, you just ain't good enough. So go home. After that, a year later, 24 years old, the only thing I had to my name was the $7 in my pocket. That was it. We've all gone through adversity. It's what we do every day. It's like the man who wakes up, works years, years at the job, only gets passed up for the promotion. And then it's your family, it's your loved ones. God forbid they get stricken with cancer. Like my mom, stricken with cancer. Stricken with cancer, wasn't promised tomorrow, but she's here tonight to watch me. She didn't quit. She didn't quit. No, she didn't quit. Just like all of you don't quit. Just like I don't quit. I'll never quit. CM Punk says each and every single one of you don't count. You have no idea, no idea how much each and every single one of you count. You count to me for all the love you give, all the love, all the support. It ignites me. It moves me. It inspires me. That's why, in this moment, I'm reaching out my hand to all of you around the world, all of you who believe, all of you who have faith, all of you who live your life, get knocked down, get right back up, just to say, just bring it. It's my hand touching your hand, because tonight we are going to end 434 days of misery. Tonight, when you hear, tonight, Team Bring It around the world, when you hear the 1, 2, 3, it is proof that we all count. Because tonight is the night. You and The Rock, we beat CM Punk, we become WWE Champion, and we become one. If this a man, what The Rock is cooking.
Spinebuster to Punk. Oh my! Oh my gosh! This is vintage Rock! Here it comes! Another people combo! Yes!
What do you gotta do to beat this guy?
Cover! Top of the leg! The Rock has done it! The Rock has done it!
And new WWE Champion, The Rock!
The 10-year wait is over! Unbelievable!
Years, just like Muhammad Ali came back and won the world championship, The Rock, the great one.
Well, The Rock made a promise to the WWE Universe and to himself, and he's kept that promise here tonight. The
The Rock has reached the promised land. He wins his 8th WWE Championship.
To come back after 10 years. Making movies in Hollywood to come back and prove you're still the most electrified man in sports entertainment. The Great One, the Brahma Bull, The Rock is champion.
Now you're singing his praises, JBL.
I love a good fight, King.
Whilst there is elation as The Rock regains the WWE Championship, it would be wrong to omit some of the negative feedback. Many feeling that Punk deserved more favourable booking than losing to The People's Elbow, an oft-mocked WWE finish. Plus, Punk carrying the company through 12 months or more as the champ deserved to have a bigger payoff than merely making way for a return part-timer. However, on the flip side of that, The Rock's return and his WWE Championship reign has garnered huge numbers for the Royal Rumble and given Monday Night Raw a huge ratings lift. In fact, the following night on Monday Night Raw, they have their biggest rating score in 6 months.
I have deep respect for the WWE Championship. When this belt, when this title was unveiled 8 years ago by a certain WWE superstar, one of the greatest of all time, it worked. And there were some people who thought this title was cool. Well, there was also some people who believe in Bigfoot. But the bottom line is this. To me, the championship title should never look like a toy, and it should never, ever spin. With that in mind, I give to you your new WWE Championship.
The Rock retiring the spinner belt and bringing back a more classic WWE Championship look sets the stage perfectly for his WrestleMania showdown with the winner of the Royal Rumble, John Cena. Before getting there, though, there was time for one more go-around with CM Punk.
Elimination Chamber, Rock. This nightmare we've been living in the past couple of weeks, the People's Era, it's just going to be a blip on the radar. It doesn't matter to me if I beat you, if you beat yourself. Either way, you're reigning, defending, champion of the WWE, best in the world, CM Punk.
Rock! Rock bottom! But there's still no official. Here's the cover! Rock should be going to WrestleMania! Here's the cover!
Second win in a row, and The Rock puts paid to CM Punk's main event ambitions for WrestleMania. He may not headline in April, but Punk will have a memorable date with the dead man, so to speak. From here, The Rock's attention turns back to John Cena.
That match at WrestleMania wasn't just a loss to The Rock. That match, that moment sent my life into a tailspin. You don't believe me? Go back, check the timeline. Right after WrestleMania, you want to talk about something that sucked? It happened to me, both professionally and personally, because I could not get over my obsession with the fact that I failed. I get a chance to rewrite history. This is more than just a match for me. This is a shot at redemption.
There was only one man who The Rock wanted to face at WrestleMania, and that man is you. Why, John Cena? Because The Rock knows. I know what this means to you. I know what this match means to you. I know when your music hits and you come out and you salute, you run down that aisle, you slide underneath these ropes, you throw your hat, you kiss your dog tags that has every member of your family on them. I know it matters. I know what it means to you. That's why no one in that WWE locker room has what you got. No one has your passion, your drive, your fire, your will to win. Your will to succeed, your will to be great. No one has that except The Rock.
At WrestleMania on April 7th, I step into the ring with you and I do it my way, on my terms, because I know I am better than The Rock.
You threw everything you had at The Rock, but I had an answer. Before you did the People's Elbow, you hit me with the AA. What did I do? I kicked out and I left you speechless.
speechless, still beat you in the middle of the ring, 1, 2, 3. Day after WrestleMania, The Rock is gonna wake up still WWE champion, still the people's champion, while you're gonna wake up stuffing your face with Fruity Pebbles, asking yourself why you couldn't get the job done again.
A big fight feel here tonight at WrestleMania.
And there's a good reason it's a big fight feel. This is a big fight. It don't get any bigger than this.
The two men in the ring have held the WWE Championship a combined 18 times.
And The Rock looks primed. He looks ready to defend that championship. But John Cena looks ready as well.
It's April the 7th, 2013. We're at the MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. 80,000 strong are here, some having to be moved due to issues with restricted views. And the main event is getting underway, twice in a lifetime, as it's being billed, between The Rock and John Cena for the WWE Championship. They start heavy, picking up where they left off 1 year prior.
This crowd's split 50-50. Half for The Rock, half for John Cena. These guys compete at everything. They compete on social media, they compete in movies, they compete in sports entertainment. And in some places, they're their only real viable competition is each other.
Went for The Rock bottom. Oh. Cena counter. And he's got it in. Cena. Will Rock tap out with Rock up for the AA. Cena. Cover for the championship. Rock powers out.
As The Rock hits the ground, he feels something rip. Pain shoots through him. And eagle-eyed viewers can see he's lost a step. Now, you've got to really watch, though. It's not screamingly obvious that something has gone wrong unless you're looking for it. That's how in shape The Rock is. As Rocky hits the canvas off that attitude adjustment, his hip muscle is torn and he sustains a hernia in the process. All the training, all the running of the ropes, all the prep leading up to this one match, and at the midway point of his battle, 12 months in the making with John Cena, The Rock is injured. The two push on, regardless.
Almost had some deja vu there, but I think John's thinking better of it.
Yeah, last year.
I think
year,
you're doing the right
thing. I'm sure he is, King. Maybe not. I'm sure he is.
Last year when Cena did this, he got caught.
John's really mocking The Rock now, and this is not good.
The Rock was waiting again.
John Cena sucking The Rock in.
Hey,
Cena.
Unbelievable.
Sucking him in. Rock countered.
The Rock has him! The Rock has him!
The Rock's
got it! He's done it twice!
Cena survives!
Eventually, it's time to go home.
And again, Cena counters! AA! Cover! Cena does it!
He got him!
And new WWE Champion, John Cena!
Champion John Cena achieves redemption.
A year in the making, Michael. Cena has thought about this for a year straight. Tonight, Cena got redemption.
A main event for the ages. This is WrestleMania. Good night. From MetLife Stadium.
Thus, The Rock's final WWE Championship run ends. 70 days exactly for Dwayne Johnson's final trip to the mountaintop. It ends up being his second longest reign with the world title, falling short of his run 13 years before in 2000. It featured just one successful title defense, but saw Rock headline three big money WWE pay-per-views. With WrestleMania 39 on the horizon in 2023, conversations once again turn to The Rock bursting out of the Hollywood bubble and stepping back into the ring. Time will tell if plans are afoot for The Rock to bring it back again.
Is cooking.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.